USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is increasing interest rates again to try to bring down inflation.
The FOMC raised our policy interest rate by a half percentage point.
The increase is less than the recent three-quarters point hikes. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he anticipates ongoing increases will be necessary to get inflation back to the 2% goal. Senate Republicans are speaking out against the omnibus bill that lawmakers reportedly have agreed on. Lawmakers need to pass a government funding bill before it runs out of money and partially shuts down the government on Friday. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott is calling on Republicans to support a continuing resolution instead of the omnibus bill.
Let's postpone this vote until the first quarter. Give the House leader, House Republican leadership, an opportunity to come up with a budget.
Democrats point out House Republicans have a slim majority in the next session of Congress, and whoever the Speaker of the House is might need Democrat support in order to pass a funding bill if a few Republicans refuse to support it. The southern border is bracing for a surge of illegal immigrants when the policy known as Title 42 ends next week. The restriction gives the government authority to turn away all illegal immigrants, citing the need to prevent the spread of COVID. Sports journalist Grant Wall's sudden recent tragic death shocked all of us. The 49-year-old died Friday after collapsing while covering the World Cup in Qatar. The circumstances around his death are still unclear. And now his widow, Dr. Celine Gounder, is remembering her husband and revealing how he died on CBS This Morning.
Big blood vessel that comes out of your heart, sort of the trunk of all the blood vessels. And an aneurysm is a ballooning of the blood vessel wall.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On Wednesday, President Joe Biden spoke at the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington to better improve ties between the United States and African countries. He stated that the Millennium Challenge Corporation have signed the first regional compacts totaling several million dollars.
This compact will invest $500 million to build and maintain roads, put in place policies that reduce transportation costs.
COVID-19 cases are increasing, combating with the flu and RSV to increase hospitalizations recently in the United States. China, where COVID-19 originated, is also experiencing a surge. During a press event on Wednesday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the United States will offer any assistance to China.
We have made that point that we are prepared to help in any way they might find acceptable. That was true back when the pandemic was raging, and it's true today.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. After a status hearing Wednesday, the judge indicated she would decide by the end of December. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 142 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.